Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Howard back with you. Welcome, everybody. Telephone number when you hear somebody drop off is 866-444-3478. Information that we talk about here on the show, there are several places where you can get more detailed information or just a backup of what we were talking about and a lot of other information, too. One is just the website, dirtdoctor.com. We also have the nonprofit organization called TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. There's a tab at the top of Dirt Doctor to take you instantly over to that, or you can just go that route. That's where you can get all the details about the, you know, the nastiness and the reason we don't recommend Roundup, glyphosate, 2,4-D, synthetic fertilizers, all those kind of things, and the data backing up the reasons why we don't. Also, the positive things are covered there as well. My books, I've got a bunch of books, and you can get any of them, of course, but we've set up a situation. There's a red tab at the top of dirtdoctor.com that says Buy Howard's Books, and you go there, and it tells you how you can do books at a level of $50 or $75. And the money goes to benefit TORC, this nonprofit organization. And you can get some of my books and at a good deal, and also bonus things like membership in the Organic Club of America, seed from my garden and Bob Webster's garden. We've got shishito peppers, inland sea oats. We've got some of the garlic corms now from my garden. We've got Mexican buckeye. And we've got jicama from Bob's garden in San Antonio. The shishito came from his garden as well. So check all that out. We do have a bunch of stuff on YouTube. We've got things going on Facebook, on Twitter a little bit. Not like some other people are all the time, but put some interesting information for you there. And, of course, the books I've done are on a whole bunch of different subjects. I had somebody ask me this question. In fact, I get this question quite a bit. And that is, if you're going to buy one of my books, which one would be the best to buy? I think there's two answers there. One is the most current book that I've done, and it has the most current information in it about the root flares and the trees and all that kind of thing, is the book that I did with Mother Earth News, and it's called The Organic Manual. It's a redo of one that we've done about seven different iterations of. The latest one has a cart on the cover with vegetables in it instead of Logan on the cover. She was relegated to the back of the book by Mother Earth, which was fine. We changed the look of the book. The other book I think would be a good one for you to consider if you don't have any of my books is the big book. It's the one called Texas Gardening the Natural Way. And even though Texas is in the name, like all my books, they're good from coast to coast or border to border if you adjust a couple of things. One is timing, and two is specific varieties of plants, which I recommend you do locally anyway. Talk to the local experts, the garden centers, extension people, and all that kind of thing. Okay, long-winded enough. Let me get back to the phones. John in Richardson, thanks for calling back. Did your phone drop out, or did we drop you?
I called right before at 10 o'clock, and I knew you were coming over to break, so I put it on the speaker, and I don't know how to take it off the speaker.
Okay, no problem.
Read the directions.
Thanks for calling back.
I know how you don't like that, so I hung up and called back. And but anyway, my question, a couple of callers ago was talking about his terracotta pots, mm-hmm. and I used to have a strawberry jar in the backyard, and in the evenings during the summertime, I would sit out there sometimes in the shade and hose it and then take the hose off, and within seconds I could watch it dry. I mean, like completely dry. Do you recommend terracotta pots in this neighborhood?
I do. I've got a bunch of them in my backyard, too, as far as that goes, John. As far as a hard pot goes, they're hard to beat. I've got terracotta pots, and I also have a white, I guess it's terracotta as well. It's a white pot that used to be made over in Marshall, Texas, and they're beautiful, but they're not made anymore. I don't know if they ran into some problem with the ingredients that they made it from or what, but they are no longer on the market. And so regular, you know, earth tone terracotta pots are the ones that we still use. About half my pots are that. The other pot that I use a lot is, you know, one of the felt pots like the Smart Pot or something like that. But I don't have any problem with clay pots. The only pot I don't like is plastic, because plastic never gets moist, and it's very difficult to balance out the watering. You can overwater or underwater real easily with plastic pots, which makes the industry, you know, kind of get frustrating, because it's what a lot of the nursery plants are grown in.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Good luck with your pots there. Another pot that I've used, in fact, I just planted three more because I wanted to plant some specific plants, and it's a lightweight pot that's easy to handle. I got whiskey barrels, half a whiskey barrel. There's a range there that I found out when I was shopping for them the other day that goes from about $39 a piece to $50-something dollars a piece. And the $50 one is a more heavy duty. It's more like a wine cask than the lighter weight ones, which were probably just made for planting something in. But anyway, they're both good. They breathe well, like terracotta pots do. The only negative about any kind of wooden pot, including the whiskey barrels or the wine barrels, is that, especially with an organic program, you have all this biological activity. They're going to rot. They're not going to last a long time. They grow the plants and do very well while you've got them, but you've got this recurring expense that you wouldn't have if you went with something like I've got in my backyard, which is another category of pots, and it's concrete pots. Concrete pots do get hot, but they're very cost-effective, because once you buy them, you know, they're not going to go away. You continue to use them year after year after year. My oldest plant in a pot is a 45-year-old Japanese maple. At least I've had it that long. It was probably, you know, already growing several years when I got it. But it's been in two terracotta pots. I think it was in a terracotta pot, brown one, and then a white one, and now it's in a concrete pot, and it's been that in that pot for 20 years or so, I guess. Let me see whose turn it is. Barry in Winthrop, Illinois. Is that right, Barry?
No, Winthrop Harbor.
Winthrop.
That's
what?
Okay. Winthrop Harbor. It's right by Lake Michigan.
Okay,
and
Winthrop Harbor. All right.
What I'd like to ask you is, I have tried to grow blueberries.
Okay.
And I lose them every time. I've tried three different times now, three different years, and I just keep losing them. They dry up and die. And I know they need a lot of acid, but I would like to know what kind of mixture I should make for them.
Well, where are we trying to grow them, Barry? In a container or in your soil?
I live on a farm.
Okay.
And it's just on the ground, in the ground.
Well, have you had a soil test done?
I never have.
Okay, I think that's going to be our first step here, because blueberries are one of those finicky type crops that really do. I don't talk about pH very much, but blueberries are one of the crops where you do have to deal with pH. You have to have a low pH. There's a couple of different ways to get there, but I think in your case, the first thing I'd recommend that you do is go online and do a search for Soil Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, Soil Savvy Plant. Or soil tests. And it's a little kit that you get. Very inexpensive. It's a kit. It's simple to use. Follow the instructions. mix some soil from your garden area together, put it in the little container they provide, send it in, and let's get a test to see where we are to start with.
Okay. Well, I can just take a piece of some of this earth and take it right to the Farm Bureau, and they'll test it for me. So
that's fine, but the soil tests that come from the Extension Services and all, for the most part, Texas more than any in the United States, but yours is probably the same way. They use a real harsh acid to break it down, and it tells you what's in the soil, but it doesn't tell you what's available. Go ahead and do it. I'd recommend you do both of them, and let's see where you stand with the basic elements, and then we can go from there. Let me put you on hold, and if you can hold with me, we'll talk about blueberry growing in a little more detail, the other things we have to deal with when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back, and I think Barry may have stayed with us. Are you there, Barry?
Yep, I'm here.
Let's talk about blueberries just a little bit more. We've helped commercial operations grow blueberries, and even though the low pH is an important thing, the main thing for blueberries is to have just really, really healthy soil. And that comes from using the amendments that we talk about all the time. It's just that you use more of them. And the reason you do that is when you have plenty of compost and plenty of lava sand and the other rock minerals like azomite and plenty of dry molasses and plenty of cornmeal mixed into the existing soil, creating this rich biological activity, that moves the pH naturally to a lower point, which the blueberries like, and it makes the nutrients available to the plant. That's the problem with the pH being out of whack for certain plants, is that the trace minerals will become unavailable to the plant. Well, when you have really rich biological activity, one, the pH will be naturally lower, but also the nutrients will be, because of the biological activity, the nutrients will be available to the plants, and that's where you get the taste, and it's where you get the protection against freeze and other stresses, and it's where you get the happiness of a plant that's persnickety like blueberry. Now, we also fertilize with the Garrett Juice on a regular basis. Every time the commercial operations fertilize with Garrett Juice every time they water. They just use a diluted version of it, and they spray the foliage, and they drench it into the soil. So,
what did I just said? The soluble, what is that?
The Garrett Juice.
Oh, carrot juice.
No,
oh,
not
wow.
Carrot juice, Garrett Juice, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Garrett Juice is the formula that we dreamed up a long time ago, and it's a mixture of compost tea, vinegar, apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And the apple cider vinegar, by the way, by itself will lower the pH. That's one of the nice things that it does. And when the pH is dropped a little bit in the mixture, it makes It makes the nutrients more available to plants.
Mm-hmm.
So just go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, learn about Garrett juice, and then also on the homepage under guides, it tells you about the bed preparation. That's the bed preparation for blueberries as well as anything else, but just use more of them for blueberry production than for any other plant.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Good luck with the blueberries. Here's David in San Francisco. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, how are you, Hart?
Doing well.
Happy spring.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, even though I'm in California, I understand Kansas and some parts of the Midwest are going through terrible drought this year.
Right.
I'm wondering if you might have some big picture ideas of what they might do, not only for an income crop, but for changing out their economy so that they're not trapped by, you know, corporate farming economics.
Well, that's a good question. One of the things that I'd definitely look into would be some of these crops that are a little bit out of the ordinary, that are more perennial in their nature.
You know? Like, since it's a drought year anyway, what would you say for a drought year, what you're talking about?
I think that the perennial grains, there's a lot of research that's been going on by different people on perennial grains of various kinds. I think they can work in a more droughty situation. I think that the perennial crops like jujube and pomegranate, drawing a blank on pomegranate plant, those things that will come back and don't have to be replanted every year and require so much water. I think once a plant develops a perennial root system, it's a bigger root system. And so...
Sure, yeah.
It's going to be more drought tolerant. I'd say that asparagus and some of the big crops like that would be more drought tolerant. Okra is definitely more drought tolerant. There are people that grow okra without irrigation and have pretty good luck. In a real drought situation, you'd probably need to use some drip and some additional irrigation. But the amount that you would need to use would be far, far, far lower than trying to grow peppers and tomatoes, you know, just exactly what you're talking about.
So is it too late in the year? What, anything like here we are, you know, April, what would you recommend it, of those what you just named? I guess some of them like pomegranate, that's sort of a bush tree.
Yeah, it is a bushy little tree. And even though, you know, you still would have to do some irrigation, but the irrigation compared to the typical crops like you brought up to begin with would be much lower. I tell you, a crop that would be very, very high on the drought tolerant list is a substitute for potatoes, and it's called Jerusalem artichoke. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, sure.
It's a sunflower, basically, and it can grow in a real droughty situation.
Hey, well, one last thing. They were saying that global warming, we really need to lay in trees. It needs to be a national and international program to just lay in as many trees as quick as possible.
I don't disagree with that on the one hand. On the other hand, there's something that would be far, 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 far more productive and better, and that is to eliminate bare soil in typical agricultural farming. That's the biggest cause of climate change, or whatever you want to call it, that there is. It's not the cars, it's not the factories, it's not this, there, the other thing. It's bare soil and the carbon escaping from that bare ground. I'm going to have to run. Did you have something else?
No, you got a good start. I think maybe we changed out a few billion dollars worth of the economy in minutes.
Thanks for calling, David. I appreciate it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's try to get caught up here. And somebody called in, and I'm not quite sure about the question, but it has something to do with GMOs. I'll try to talk about that a little bit if we have time here. From the calls, Pittsburgh, Texas, a pretty familiar place for this East Texas boy. Hi, Paige.
Good morning, Dr. Harrett. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You do know I'm from Pittsburgh.
I do know you're from Pittsburgh. I've talked to you before a couple of times, actually, and we came and saw you at the Master Gardener
show. Oh, great. Here. Yeah, thanks for calling. What's up?
No problem. I have a question. We were talking about your program the other day with some friends, and the subject come up about when you're adding the cornmeal and sugars, one of your recommendations was just to go ahead and get it from the feed store, which we've done and we've applied to our garden, which we made sure to purchase non-GMO and heirloom seeds to try and avoid any of that contamination. My question comes in is, if you buy corn and sugar that don't specifically say that they're non-GMO, how does that then affect the soil if they do contain a GMO product in them?
Well, this is exactly what somebody called and couldn't hold was asking about, so we'll cover it all together here. First of all, what you're doing is a good step. Try to buy non-GMO as much as you can, support that effort in that direction and all that. But the bad news that I have to be honest about is that it's virtually impossible to buy the basic organic amendments that we talk about day in and day out without there being GMO contamination in them. First of all, it's just so rampant. You know, it's ubiquitous. The GMO thing has escaped, and it's in a lot of stuff, even if they're labeled organic in a lot of cases. There's no way to completely prevent it from being a contamination in soy, corn, and whatnot. But the basic products of cornmeal and soy products and alfalfa, somebody called about alfalfa and all, and I'm not sure where alfalfa stands. It is being contaminated with GMOs, but if they have done that technology, you couldn't buy enough. You couldn't afford to buy enough organic products in these categories to avoid the GMOs, because the pure organic products that are totally GMO, they're going to be far, far more expensive. Plus, they're just not available. So
right.
The stuff that I use in my own garden at home, the cornmeal, the organic fertilizers in general, and all the corn gluten meal even, there's GMO contamination in those products that I'm using. If you go and buy stuff from a grocery store, from a feed store, from a farm store, from a hardware store, there's going to be GMO contamination in those products as well. You can't avoid
right.
it, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it does
transfer to the soil then. I mean,
well, here's the good part of this conversation. The only way to counteract it, to neutralize the GMO technology that's in that stuff and would end up in your soil is the organic program, the stimulation of biological activity, the stimulation of bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi and protozoa and all of the other microbes in the soil. So even though it sounds a little hard to believe, but it works. Even though we're using products that might have some contamination and probably do, the solution to uncontaminating the soil and having clean produce from your clean soil is the organic program and this biological activity that we're stimulating with all these things that we're talking about is how that is neutralized. You just physically cannot buy 100% GMO-free products. It's impossible.
Gotcha. That's what I thought, too. But I just that came up, and I thought, oh, I don't know if we've considered this yet. So
no, it's a good question, and it's one that we deal with. We'd love to have perfectly clean products out there, but I don't think we ever will. Once they let that genie out of the bottle with the corn, you know, when they did the GMO of the corn, we used to deal with a corn manufacturer, a corn company that made cornmeal products, and when I first started working with them, they would put in writing that they could guarantee that their products were GMO-free. Just before they sold the company some years later, they called me and told me, Howard, we can't do it anymore. We have no idea and no way of controlling the contamination that has been released now from the GMO technology.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that helps out. I guess we'll just continue doing what we're doing and know that we're doing all we can to try and help in this environment
I think you can truthfully tell people when you discuss with them that we're very confident that when we use this organic program and these organic techniques and products, even though they may not be 100% organic, all the ingredients in them, that the net result of what we're creating in the soil and in the new production crops are genetically free and organic and clean and have more trace minerals and complex carbohydrates available, so they're healthier.
Right, got you. Okay. Well, and they taste better.
That's right. That's exactly right, for the same reasons. Paige, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Howard. You have a great day.
Talk to you later. Pittsburgh, Texas, where I was born and lived until I went to live in the Virgin Islands one summer. Well, I went to Texas Tech, and then I went to Virgin Islands to live for 3 months, and then ended up back here in the Dallas area. Let's see what Ryan's up to in Southlake, Texas. Hey, Ryan.
Hi. I was just wondering, our house, we have about 2 acres in our backyard.
Okay, great.
I was going to put in about a 10 or so by 7 foot garden.
Okay.
In the ground.
Okay.
I was going to spray weed killer this year and then plant next year. Would everything work that way?
Well, Ryan, and by the way, Ryan is a young gardener. How old are you, Ryan? About 12?
12, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, man. You could do that, and you can decontaminate it with what I call the detox program, and it's on my website in the library under Soil Detox. It's basically the organic program on steroids. In other words, it's just a more powerful version of the basic organic program with some orange oil added to the mix. But on a garden that size, Ryan, I wouldn't recommend that you do that. I wouldn't recommend that you even spray with organic herbicides like vinegar and fatty acids and things like that.
Yeah.
You're a young, strong guy. I would recommend on 10 by 7, you get a shovel and a hoe and just dig out 2 inches and throw that in the compost pile. And then put your compost and your lava sand and maybe some granite and some azomite, you know, the rock minerals that I talk about all the time, and then dry molasses that you can buy at the feed store, and whole ground cornmeal. Till that into your existing soil, and you'll be weed-free and won't have to deal with it at all.
Okay. So should I have that black plastic stuff down or no?
No, no plastic. If you put plastic down, it tends to foul up this natural community of microbes and the way it drains and the way the soil breathes. And I don't think that the weed-blocking type fabrics work very well. And the solid plastic, you know, really catches water, messes up the drainage and all that kind of thing. So I think just take out 2 inches. Don't till first. Just dig out 2 inches and throw that in the compost pile. And then into your native soil, which will be, you don't have to take the roots out, just the top growth and the rhizomes, the stems that are just under the surface of the soil. And you just throw all that away, throw it in the compost pile. The composting operation will neutralize it from continuing to be a weed. And then if you want a wall on your bed, that's fine. You can use rough cut 2x10 cedar or natural stone or bricks or something like that, but you don't even have to have a wall on it. You can just slope the sides down after you've prepared it and then mulch with a native mulch and then spray vinegar on the edge from time to time to keep the weeds from growing back into your bed, and you don't ever have to deal with any contamination at all.
Okay, thanks.
I appreciate it very much. Good luck, and be sure to send me some pictures after you get it all set up, okay?
Thank you. I will.
Thank you, Ryan.
Bye.
Ryan's going to be a great gardener, I'll bet you anything. Here's Vic listening on our app in Sandwich, Illinois. Hello, Vic.
Oh, hey, it's actually Nick, short for Nick.
Okay, Nick.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Got a question about azaleas. More of a general, any general tips on help growing them, I suppose?
Yeah, the one difference, kind of like the blueberries a minute ago, azaleas just need a better quality soil and more of all the good stuff than any other plants. They they naturally grow in a real, you know, peaty, boggy, highly organic matter kind of a setting. The bed preparation that the Azalea Societies and all recommend is mostly peat moss and bark, but I don't recommend either one of those things. So I recommend a huge amount of compost and then the coconut fiber and those kind of organic materials. I recommend putting some lava sand in the mix and some maybe something like magic sand, which Ladybug puts out. And those things, it's all covered on our website under the bed preparation instructions in there. But that's it. That's basically what we talk about. A little bit more Garrett juice and or apple cider vinegar to knock the pH down a little bit lower. And you can grow azaleas like crazy with that that kind of a bed preparation.
Okay. And would you, like, just when you say a little bit more, of that apple cider vinegar, I mean, are you just saying just put it like a capful right onto the plant?
Well, the best way to use it is mix it into the Garrett juice mixture, and you use an ounce per gallon of the mixture, and then you can spray it and drench it into the beds. And if you, even if you put a little bit in the watering every time you water, it's best. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. We may not have quite got through there. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Dram has designed and manufactured quality watering tools for over 75 years. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the One Touch Rain Wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9 Pattern Spray Gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at Dram.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, for our last call of the day, maybe the last call, we have our fluoride activist, Regina, on the line and talk to you in a while. What's up?
Well, a lot's going on, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Well, okay, now you've probably heard about the whole chloramine issue in the North Texas Municipal Water District.
Yep, they've been getting quite a bit of press, yeah.
They sure have. Let me tell you, we can never get media out to anything we're talking about fluoride, but they had every channel up there, and that's been really good. I'm part of that group, and it's called Safer Water North Texas. And, Howard, this group started in March, and they grew to 13,400 members very quickly. And these members are all experiencing rashes, and they were very concerned about the smell of the water. Well, their voices went to Erin Brockovich, and she said she's never seen so many people in one area concerned about the water. So she came to Dallas in April, April 5th,
right.
And we, and 500 people were there. We had a great meeting, and the question was brought up to Bob Bocock, who is her water expert, about fluoride. And he said, well, my personal thing is it's criminal, but where we stand on it is they shouldn't be putting medication in the water. Well, this crowd of 500 people, they all clapped. So the awareness is out there. The problem we've had is the political issue that the people in charge, especially in Dallas, they want to ignore the issue.
Sure.
But it's becoming much more, in the eye of the news, and it's and the people are just rising up. Well, I have rented the Plaza Theater in Garland. It's right at 521 West State Street for a free event on May the 15th. because all these people that are, they're wanting to know what to do and what, you know, how can we move this forward? And 80 communities are serviced by the North Texas Water Municipal District, and 1.7 million people. And a lot of these small cities, well, small compared to Dallas, you know, Plano and Frisco, they're talking about doing the petition drive to push the issue and add fluoride into the story.
Well,
so I'm very excited about this. Go ahead.
Getting Brockovich, what's her name?
Aaron Brockovich.
Brockovich in town, you know, somebody with that kind of a profile has helped a lot. I tell you, we're running out of time here. I'm going to have to move on. I got some things that can to finish up here. But why don't you send me the information? We'll get it on my website and on Facebook and Twitter. We've got the event coming up. We have an event coming up with Marty Whittakin in the fall, too. And so having some of these people, it's on, go to my website and go under appearances. It's already there. We're going to be doing it at the Plano Community Center. It's going to be a big event, and maybe having your group and the other group together there would be a great idea. But
that's awesome. Plus, having a toxicologist, do you know the Sierra Club, Neil Carman? He's coming up from Austin. He's a toxicologist and a chemist talking about the problems with the chloramine.
Okay, but right.
Yes, your event. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
well,
that'll be good.
Thank you, Howard.
The chlorine, the chloramine, which is worse, and the fluoride, all that stuff needs to be talked about more, and it'll be a good way to do it. Thank you for calling, Regina. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I love listening to you. I just don't call in to bug you, but this one was big enough to bug about.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you. And Pat's going to be our last caller today. Hey, Pat.
Good morning. I was listening closely when you were talking about the white pottery that Marshall, and I was just telling Mary Rose, I got on their website. Marshall Pottery is closed.
It's been closed for a while. Yeah, that's part of the problem. They stopped making the white pottery that I love so much, that I've got quite a bit of it. And then the whole place closed. So that may be what it's all about. Why some other company doesn't pick it up and start making the stuff, I don't know. There seems to be more to the story, something about a problem with the ingredients or something like that.
Well, and they also say on one of the sites I got on, something to the effect that because of all of the pottery being imported from China.
That could have been it. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I thought they made it right there in East Texas. But
maybe. Well, I think they did. But I think I'm going to try to call the Marshall Chamber of Commerce tomorrow and see if they can shed some light on the story.
Okay, great. Keep me posted.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, Pat. Appreciate you calling. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I've really enjoyed being with you today. It's been fun, as always. We do it every weekend from 8 until 11 here Dallas time, but it's broadcast across the country in about 250 venues, and we love visiting with people across the country. If your station takes 1 hour or 2 hours, not all three, you can always listen to all 3 hours broadcast live streaming on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and we podcast everything so you can listen at your leisure, which we know more and more and more people are doing. Also, the app, we had two people right there at the end that called on the app, the Dirt Doctor app. Information about joining the Organic Club of America, donating to TORC by buying a certain volume or donating money, a certain volume of my books, is something I'd love for you to do. And if you want to find out more about this organic approach, just go and look at all the information we have for you. It's pretty deep on dirtdoctor.com. Until I see you in a week, use that for your questions, and go organic and enjoy those healthy gardens. I'll see you next time.